This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour, it's the DJ V Show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Jay. We're down 50%. So I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and we have a very special guest, good friend of the DJ V Show, Rich McFadden from Radio America, joins us bright and early. Thanks, Richie, for hanging out with us today while we're having a bit of a girls' day. Well, we love having you.
I love joining the girls.
Yes, that's true. That's the thing about Rich. Rich can be girly when he needs to, and I like that. I appreciate it.
No. Let's get this straight. I'm not girly, but I love hanging with the girls.
Okay.
So you guys are always fun. That's how rumors start.
Clarification there.
Yes, sorry.
Bad rumors.
So thanks for hanging out. Jay, you've got an interesting story that happened this weekend. We were talking about this massive storm that hit the East Coast, and I'm in New Jersey. We got more than a foot of snow right on the coast, which is very rare, and all the way up to Massachusetts set a record. Maine has problems. People are still missing, still without power. And when people have no power, they tend to use whatever they can, to generate heat, whether it's a generator with propane or whatever they may do. Unfortunately, people sit in the car and they don't ventilate the car while it's running, and people die of carbon monoxide poisoning. So what happened in this hotel? Because this seemed like this was a widespread, either a leak or something went down, but a lot of people got sick.
Yeah, they're definitely investigating it. It happened at a Hampton Inn in Marysville, Ohio, around 5:30. I think this was Saturday afternoon evening. Police were called because of a report of an unconscious 2-year-old. And the police get there, and then they start receiving additional reports of unconscious people around the pool area. Other people are experiencing severe dizziness and burning throats, and they found that there were life-threatening levels of carbon monoxide happening, mainly detected at the hotel pool area. That's where the majority of it was happening. And 11 people total, a bunch of kids, 6 kids, 5 adults, 2 were in critical condition, 5 serious condition, 4 people were treated and released. This is astounding. You don't expect this. I don't think anybody ever thinks about carbon monoxide when they go to hotels. We think about it at home. Yeah, we think about it at home. We all have the detectors and everything. But when you're traveling, you're thinking, oh, it's not going to happen here. This is a hotel. They have all the things they need to have in order. And clearly not.
It's odd that it was from the pool area. Is it an indoor pool? That's kind of making me wonder, what was generating that much of a leak, right? That seems strange.
Well,
it hasn't been an indoor pool area. Yeah, especially because of all the snow that was there. I can't imagine a whole bunch of people just chilling around the pool if it was an outdoor.
You know what it probably is it was the, vents were ducted. Clogged to the outside, So the snow probably covered up some of the ventilation to get the air outside, and then it backed up inside.
That's scary.
It's funny. We talk about this, and we still hear these stories every year. Somebody puts a generator in their garage.
Yep, I know.
Somebody puts a propane heater in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just really? Really?
Yep.
We talk about this all the time.
I know.
People still don't know how dangerous this is.
Yeah, and space heaters with all the fires. And you have to wonder, wait a minute, we see this on your local news, right? You don't need to be paying attention to national news. It seems like there are local stories all the time that you should be aware of, and especially it's heartbreaking. I know this happened down in Texas, I want to say after the tornadoes tore through and it got, it got cold, and there was a mother and her young daughter who went, and I guess she didn't realize, and she went into, they sat in the car with the garage door closed, and they turned the car on to keep warm, and they both died. And, these stories happen so often. It's a shame. But you're right, Jay. I would not ever think to be worried at a hotel because you think that they've got all the system in place.
Well, I start traveling with my carbon monoxide detector, apparently.
I know, right?
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah. That is a thing. I have heard people do that. That they travel with a portable carbon monoxide detector.
You know,
which just seems like overkill, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You think about it at home, you know, quote unquote, you think about it at home, but do you really? Do you really? I mean, don't you just kind of put the thing up on the ceiling and then.
I'm an apartment dweller.
I do
think about it, and I watch that little green light.
Yep. Yeah. I look at the number all the time. I'm like, it's still zero, right? Yep. Okay.
Do you really?
I really do.
I mean, I hang the thing up. I check the battery once a year. Every now and then you hear a little blip and you freak out and you walk down and you look at it. But I mean, am I testing it once every 2 weeks or once a month? Nah, I'm just like, okay, I'm looking at it right now.
I do think about it. As I said, we're apartment dwellers, so I do think about that. But the strange thing is, this is the first apartment complex that I've ever lived in, apartment building that I've ever lived in, that doesn't have a gas stove. So I used to be, when I lived in Manhattan, I was a lot more concerned about, carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
And because if there's a leak of gas, like entire buildings have exploded in New York. And so that it's dangerous. So now in where we live right now, it's just all electric. So I'm not really sure what even would generate carbon monoxide that we have here, but that's fine. I feel safer with that. But like Jay was saying, you think about these things at home. Well, there's a new study out that gas stoves are so much worse for the environment than previously thought. And the reason for it, it actually has a direct health implication to people living at home with gas stoves. The amount of methane that constantly leaks from the study was a lot more than what the researchers thought it would be. They said that when gas stoves are not running, they put 2.6 million tons of methane into the air each year. That's the equivalent of 500,000 cars. That, like, I would never think, and Rich, you tease me a lot, like, I like to be environmentally green and everything. I would never think that my own stove, I have an electric stove now that I hate. I wish I had a gas stove again because they're so much better. But I never, ever would have thought that I have an environmental terrorist in my kitchen, and it's my stove. Even when it's not running.
That totally makes sense. But let me tell you what the new technology is, that gas stoves are going away. Mm. Induction cooktops. That's what I have an electric cooktop right now. Get rid of that. I'm going to induction. Because especially like if you're a parent of little kids and you're so worried about them hitting, touching it. This induction is like magnets creating the friction with the pan. And you can take the pan gets hot. What's in the pan gets hot. But the cooktop itself
never gets hot. That's cool.
So you can, let's say you're cooking spaghetti sauce. You can put paper towels on the cooktop in between the pan and the. I went to the showroom and the guy showed me this.
So it doesn't splash. Yeah.
So when it splashes on the thing. And then when you just take the pan off, you just wipe it off and you can touch. There will be a little bit of conductive heat from the pan sitting on there, but you can still touch it. And
that's amazing.
It's amazing technology.
Now, what's the bottom part? What's the oven component? Or is there no oven component? Is it just the top?
It would just be an electric stove then.
Regular
or electric oven.
Oven, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of communities. Yeah, a lot of communities are like New York City, San Francisco, San Jose, Berkeley, a lot of places in California. A lot of those cities are now banning gas stoves completely on any new construction. Now, like I said, in California, it's environmental. In New York City, it's safety because everybody has gas stove. There are gas pipelines running all over New York City. And as soon as there's a tiny leak, if you smell that smell, which isn't the gas itself, it's an additive that they put in it so that you can smell it. And so once you smell that smell, you call Con Ed and the entire block gets shut down. It's a huge inconvenience. And people, without a gas stove, like, what can you do in New York? Luckily, you just get takeout. But I've gone through this where we've had, like, no stove for a couple weeks because of a gas leak. And so it makes a lot more sense going forward that new construction would have electric. The downside, though, too, is that it is more expensive. Like, our electric bill is a lot more now that we have an electric stove and everything is electric. But if it is safer and we're not going to blow up, because no, like that was really a legitimate fear of every New Yorker. At some point during each day, it crosses your mind that your building might blow up. Like that's on top of all the other things that New York City makes you think of, crime, traffic, you know, whatever. The thought of blowing up is actually real.
You don't know if one of your neighbors left it on by accident they were late night cooking because they had too much fun and they left it on, or their butt hit it, because sometimes your butt, it only lights if you push the button in and turn it, but you can still turn it without actually lighting it, and then the fumes are just going everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying your butt.
No, I did. I did.
You were saying your button. Oh, okay.
No, I did say
your butt hits the button.
You hit the button with your butt by like not even realizing it, and it's enough to turn the knob where all the gas is coming out, but it didn't light it, so you don't really.
It's true, and you don't hear it. You don't hear the clicking. It's just enough to leak it out. Now, the one thing about this study that was interesting too, obviously, as we're talking about methane leaking into your home, well, think about what that can actually do to your health. That is the next level now that this study has shown, that stoves leak so much more methane than anyone ever really, you know, thought. So now this could have some health implications, and I'm sure going forward we'll probably get some more information on that. All right, more stories coming up. We've got Trending with Jay up next. It is the DJV Show at 17 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that's a huge 86% success rate that we have. That's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and our special guest today is Rich McFadden from Radio America. And so, guys, the Olympics start on Friday. I know this is a very controversial Olympics. There are, you know, diplomatic boycotts happening. A lot of broadcast networks are not sending anybody over. They claimed it was because of COVID, but we really think it's probably a lot more than that. But are you guys going to watch any of this? Because I don't really know if I care.
Yep.
Right?
Well, it's not controversial for me.
Yeah, I normally I will check in on like snowboarding and stuff like that.
I do like snowboarding, yeah.
I have a whole lot of, I just find it hard to care this year.
Yep. I know, and the Winter Olympics I normally really like, and there's a new study actually that came out. Unfortunately, for anybody who's a Winter Olympic fan and you want it to come back to the United States, Tahoe by 2050 will be too warm to ever host the Winter Olympics again. That is a bummer. We may only be at the top of a mountain in Japan, in the city of Sapporo, might be the only place left. All right, we've got Trending coming up next on the DJV Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Trending with Jay Kirshner. It's the DJV show, 23 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keelan with special guest Rich McFadden from Radio America. So, Jay, in trending, right, this has been a story that started building last week, all about Spotify, and I think it was Neil Young was the first artist saying he was going to pull all of his music if they don't stop the spread of COVID-19, the vaccine misinformation, mostly aimed at Joe Rogan. So how is this study, how is this story developed? Because I feel like a lot more people are involved now.
Yeah, he's definitely, Neil Young is getting a lot of support. So Neil Young said that he would take his stuff off of Spotify if Spotify did not remove the Joe Rogan Experience from their catalog. And Spotify was like, well, we'll do the favor for you and we'll just kick you off ourselves. It's fine, whatever. And then,
and all of Neil Young's fans are like, we have an 8-track, so we don't know what Spotify is.
Right. Well, and then you have Joni Mitchell, who is seeking to remove all of her music from Spotify in solidarity with Young for the same reasons. Oh, my gosh, why can't I? I don't know how to say his first name, but Lofgren.
Oh, Nils Lofgren,
Nils?
Yeah.
Nils again, Lofgren, yeah. Bruce Springsteen's guitarist.
Yeah. Right, but again, and you know, Nils Lofgren, lovely person. I've interviewed him once, very sweet guy. Not moving the Spotify needle, though. I mean, yeah. Right. His fan base, very much in line with Neil Young. None of this is really affecting Spotify at this point. But then other people have signed on now to this, and now we're getting into some heavy hitters. So I saw Bruce Springsteen.
Joe Rogan released a video last night responding to it all.
And what is he? Like,
what did his say?
He's like, hey, listen, you know, I don't try and create this controversy. I'm just having conversations. And I want to have conversations from all sides. I had Sanjay Gupta on. I had this doctor on. I had that doctor on. He goes, I don't care. So, like, you know, I apologize if he doesn't agree with your terms, but these are the conversations I want to have. And he's like, maybe what I could do a better job of is bringing the both sides in a closer proximity to each other, so that when I present one side, I then immediately present the other side so that people feel that they're fairly represented. He's like, and he goes, I don't prep. I'm just having conversations. So do I get things wrong sometimes? Yeah, maybe. But I'm not about you know, doing 7 hours of prep to get all the detailed information. I'm about having interesting conversations with interesting people. Can I do a better job of prepping? Yeah, I guess.
I'm happy he said that because that's the responsibility that a lot of people want him to take.
Well, and he talked about that too. Because he talked about how this thing has grown, this show has grown into something he could have never imagined. And along with that comes a responsibility because, but he goes, I'm just having conversations.
Yeah. And I think there's room. I mean, I believe there is room for, you know, everybody. And that's why, you know, on a service like Spotify, there should be, you know, that's why you can pick and choose what you want to listen to.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Neil Young does not stand a chance because the service that Joe Rogan is providing
there's
so far beyond whatever Neil Young and anybody else can bring to.
Well, here's the thing, though. So the thing that's interesting, now we've got Willie Nelson has added on. He's taking his music off. Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand. Springsteen, that's a big one. Barbara Streisand, who cares? Queen, that's a big one. Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney, that's a big one. The Rolling Stones, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Dave Grohl, that's a big one.
But here's the problem with that.
And Pearl Jam's another one.
If people are removing their catalogs and their work because they don't like what other people are saying and they're saying, hey, this is not okay, there's misinformation, it can be hazardous, well, let's stop telling people what to think and tell people how to think. Like the chief of Spotify. Yeah, the chief executive of Spotify was like, we're not going to remove stuff because that's not our responsibility to pick a side versus the other, but we will start having disclaimers or warnings at the beginning. And again, I go back to my thing. Stop telling people what to think and teach them how to think and do their own research. Look into all the avenues.
Well, now we know all the bands that are for censorship and squelching free speech. So that's good. Keep them coming.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This morning, the UN Security Council is scheduled to hold a briefing on threats to international peace and security. Some of the discussion will be about Russia's posturing towards Ukraine. At noon Eastern, the spokesperson for the Secretary General will hold a press briefing. ABC News conducted a poll over the weekend. It discovered that three-quarters of those questioned want President Biden to consider all nominees that are qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice. Biden wants to interview only people based on gender and skin color. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I believe that diversity benefits the Supreme Court, but the way that the president has handled this nomination has been clumsy at best. What President Biden did was, as a candidate, make this pledge, and that helped politicize the entire nomination process.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As more illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into the United States courtesy of the Biden administration's open border policy, the number at this time exceeds the entire population of Nebraska. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax that the Biden administration knows exactly what they're doing.
I mean, they clearly don't want people to know what they're doing. I know from law enforcement in Texas that they watch people come in on buses, illegal immigrants at night, and they get off the bus and they just disappear. And that's going on all over the country. And for those who think that only border states are going to have to deal with this as we go forward, whether it's, you know, COVID or just the cost, the social costs of having illegal immigrants in your state, this is going to be a nationwide problem and nationwide epidemic. The governor actually tried to institute a program where if illegals were being transported, we would stop them and then send them back to the border. We were sued by the Biden administration. Right now we're in the middle of, we had an injunction stopping us from doing that. So we've tried to do that. And so obviously we've also have now 9 lawsuits against the Biden administration over illegal immigration. And even though we're winning those cases, the Biden administration is not only ignoring federal law, but now they're ignoring all court orders and they are doing whatever they want.
Representative Elise Stefanik sent a letter to President Biden demanding to know the status and location of each illegal immigrant transferred to New York State. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Doug and Jen are out today. They'll be back tomorrow. And we have special guest Rich McFadden joining us from Radio America. Hi, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us again, Rich. We're super happy to have you. So, guys, I don't know if you guys saw the story. This is really, really sad. An ex-Miss USA from 2019 has died from suicide in New York City. Her name was Chesley Christ. I don't really follow pageants and stuff, but Miss USA is a big title, of course. And so she won the crown in 2019, and she lived in New York City, and at 7:13 in the morning, her 911 was called to her building. She was last seen on the terrace of the 29th floor of her building on 42nd Street, which is like basically like Broadway. And so like all the, if you're ever in New York, 42nd Street is the big hub of, you know, everything. And so she jumped off the top of her building. And as you can imagine, this caused quite a, you know, a scene. She was obviously pronounced dead on the scene. And but what a tragic wow. end to. She was 30 years old.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, beautiful woman. And just, you know, it just, I think, Jay, you said she was an attorney as well?
Yeah, she's a lawyer. She actually, sources are saying she even left behind a note saying that she wanted to leave everything to her mom, who was a former pageant competitor herself and had the Mrs. North Carolina crown back in 2002. But the note didn't have any motives for her actions.
Oh,
it's just
that's
just heartbreaking, devastating. Yeah. And you see, you look at pictures of her, especially when she's on the stage for Miss USA, and her smile is infectious. She just looks like she is somebody who is radiating happiness, and it goes to show that no matter what somebody, how you perceive somebody to be, or how they're presenting themselves, there are so many layers beneath that surface.
Very true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you would hope that people close to her had some signs, but maybe there was no trigger that, that made them act. But it just it just goes to show you, man, you don't know what somebody's going through. And
especially if you look like you've got your life put together well on the surface, you know?
Yeah.
She lived in a luxury high rise and
none
of that matters when people are going through something.
I mean, Miss USA has kind of been put over in the corner, hasn't it? I mean, it's not near what it used to be because of just all the things that are going on societally. And
Is it Miss America that got rid of the bathing suit, the swimsuit competition? I feel like maybe that was Miss America. Miss USA
still
has it.
Yeah.
But you're right, Miss USA, there have been controversies with both of the pageants, you know, with behind the scenes and, you know, people there. I remember reading something, one of the men, you know, typical behind the scenes was sexually harassing other women. And it just, there's always some sort of scandal, it seems like. But I don't know that, usually the Miss USA, it typically is either from Vegas, right, or from, it used to be from Atlantic City because Trump used to own it. He owned that whole franchise and then sold it. So I'm not really sure, but it's still considered a big, you know, it's a big win if you win the crown for Miss USA. But that's just a tragic, tragic end.
It won't be around long. It'll get canceled just because the victimization of women and just, you know, how people see that. It's funny, though. My wife, Latina, and her mom, they all watch that stuff because, you know.
Oh, it's big,
South
right?
America. Oh, it's
right.
huge.
It's really huge. Big, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are, I mean, so they'll miss it if it's, they'll miss it if it's, if it does go away. But yeah, it's a tragic end for Miss USA 2019. So we'll stick with some other, you know, not great uplifting news, but it's important. The IRS, and tax season. Tax season is kind of coming up upon us. And so one of the things that, that the IRS is really trying to get the word out is letter 6419. Now, both of you guys have kids. Have you gotten letter 6419 yet?
I have not, but I've been keeping an eye out for it.
Yeah, it's the child tax credit, and so
I opted out.
Okay, so the letter, if you did opt in for the child tax credit, that $500 payment, be on the lookout for this letter, 6419. The IRS is saying that you have to keep all of this together along with your W-2s and everything else, all the other information that you need to file your taxes. Some families, they are even saying, may want to hold off filing. until they actually get this letter, because it helps you more accurately do your return, helps you avoid delays. If you're due a refund, it will make sure that, you know, having all your information, obviously, you want to do that so you get your refund on time. If you have not gotten the letter, one other option, you can go to the IRS.gov, and there's a child tax credit update portal, and so you can go through that and you can review your own records and check the specific information there. But yeah, the IRS definitely warning parents, be on the lookout for this letter if you partook in this.
Definitely warning parents, if you're expecting you to get a refund, you're not getting a refund because you already got the money. And in fact, you might end up having to pay because you already got the money. And this is the biggest scam I've ever seen. We're giving you money. No, you're giving me my money before I'm supposed to get it back, and now I may end up having to pay my taxes more.
Well, yeah, and that's a great point.
That's why I opted out.
Yeah.
As soon as this thing came up, I went right to IRS.gov, and I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, and unfortunately that happened in the last administration. There was a tax break that a lot of people, oh, this is great, I'm going to have more money in my paycheck. And it's like, well, no, it's not. There isn't tax withheld, and
it's
a lot of people got a tax bill.
Yeah.
Exactly, it's, you know, a lot of people got a tax bill that they weren't expecting. So it's kind of the same thing here. So if you are taking that child tax credit, make sure that you wait for that letter. And like Rich said, say goodbye to thoughts of a refund.
Right.
On that aspect,
just make sure you understand what's coming.
Yes.
Right. Understand what's coming. You already got your tax refund, and it may put you in a position where now you have to pay instead of getting a little bit back.
Yeah. You know, I really wish, as a renter, you guys are homeowners, I'm a renter, I really wish that rent was deductible, because I think it's just as legitimate as buying a house. And so I know that that's probably controversial to say that, but with the rents that are continuing to go up and up, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the new January report is that the median price of a one-bedroom rental apartment in January is up 12% from a year before. So the average, now this is the average. The average is $1,374. That's for a one-bedroom. That's the average across the country. The median two-bedroom rose 14% to $1,698. Now, the two-bedroom thing, that's interesting. We moved from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom as well because we needed a home office. The home office thing was a big draw for couples moving into a two-bedroom apartment. So I can understand the hike there because that's just the demand. But the rents in general across the country, naturally, New York claims the highest rent. The median one-bedroom in New York is $3,260. Number two was San Francisco, also not surprising, but I'm actually surprised it's not in the 3,000s. That was only $2,850. Boston is making major moves. They say, and this is according to Jumper, which is a site that tracks these types of things, Boston, they think, in the next year is going to overtake San Francisco in the number two spot. That's surprising.
Really? Yeah,
that is surprising.
It's
you got to work hard to beat San Francisco and screwing people over.
Yes, yes. And then not surprising, so the rest of the list, San Jose, California, $2,390, Miami,
yeah.
$2,340. Washington, D.C. went up, too. That's $2,250 for a one-bedroom. And then Los Angeles, which I was kind of surprised that wasn't higher up the list. Los Angeles for a one-bedroom is $2,220. Oakland, California is next. San Diego is $2,000. And then Fort Lauderdale. This came out of the blue for me. Fort Lauderdale rounds out this list, $1,940 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. What's happening in Fort Lauderdale?
Not Miami, but Fort Lauderdale.
Miami's always in the list. That's $2,340 for a one-bedroom.
Yeah,
Miami.
Fort Lauderdale is basically a suburb of Miami, so yeah, it definitely makes sense.
So you think it's just
people
sort
out.
Of
yeah,
spreading
yeah, like
spreading
here in Fairfax,
out
Virginia,
Miami.
We're a suburb of Washington, D.C., and the rents are, you know, for a single bedroom are $1,300, $1,500 to start here.
It's wild. All right. Well,
so,
as a renter,
so let me tell you,
it's not going to get cheaper for me anytime soon.
You would kill. You would absolutely kill our economy if you gave tax credits to renters, because home ownership and home building and home goods are a massive driver of our economy. And if you took away the motivation, the incentive to own a house because you could just get a tax credit while renting without having any of the obligations, you would destroy this economy?
I don't know. I feel like there's a way to do it. I mean, most people in New York rent. Most people are not owners in New York. So the city functions. All the schools are funded. I mean, it's, you know, so it can work.
But look at the cost. Look at the cost.
Well, but that's the cost.
You just made the case.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, if you're saying that it would take away too much from the local economy, but what I'm saying is New York City is almost all renters, and that economy is totally thriving. So it could be reworked.
No, because people can't live on. I mean, look, you just talked about how expensive it is to live in New York City. Who can live there? How do you live? People live in, and if you want the whole country to live in 1,000 square foot condos.
I'm not saying everyone has to rent. If you want to own, you can own. I'm just saying I think that for people who can't afford to be homeowners,
renters a tax incentive not to buy, then everybody will end up renting because now I don't have to. I just put a toilet in yesterday. I don't have to do that. Just call my landlord. So why would I buy?
But
and so now you create this slumlord economy where now all of a sudden people are being taken advantage of because everybody rents and nobody owns and you don't really have another option. So I
think it also kind of depends where you're at, because there can be a lot of places where you're not paying that much for your monthly rent, and so you're probably not going to get the best landlord. But from what I've been seeing, a monthly mortgage payment is a lot less than what most people have to pay for their rent. So there's that, but then you have to have the down payment if you even want to buy a house, which some people can't do.
I mean, the people that are renting a one bedroom in within a mile or two of where I am, they're paying almost as much as I am for a mortgage.
Oh, I guarantee I'm paying probably more than your mortgage in rent. But, you know, that the problem, though, is that with rents getting higher and higher, it's creating more and more of a divide between people who can afford a home and people who can't. And so when you're paying a rent that keeps going up 14% a year, where do you get to put money away to save for the down payment? You can't. You get caught in this, and I've been a renter a really long time. I lived in Manhattan for 15 years. And the goal in Manhattan is not to buy your own apartment. Like, I don't know a single person who would ever say, like, oh, I can't wait to buy 450 square feet for $700,000. I mean, people do it, but it's kind of crazy.
You move to Connecticut, right?
Yeah, you go somewhere else for $700,000, and you now have a whole house rather than a one-bedroom apartment. Interesting. Well, it's food for thought. All right, coming up, we've got more stories for you, more headlines, and it is the DJV Show. It's 47 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-275-4021. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-4021 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-275-4021 to see if you qualify. That's 800-275-4021.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, glitter in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Intro music goes to MoneyPit.com. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Doug and Jen are out today. It's Jay Kirshner and I'm Victoria Keelan, along with Tom Kreitler of MoneyPit.com. And check out his amazing podcast, MoneyPit.com/podcast, and you can get some incredible home improvement tips. And so, Tom, we've got a question here from one of our listeners, Carol. Yep. This is a question that I'm so anxious to hear what you're going to say. If you have a bathroom, an interior bathroom, meaning a bathroom without a window, which I have two of them in our apartment, Carol asks, how do you keep it free of mold? She said, is there something I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? I don't really want to tile the walls, and I don't want to deal with grout. Is there anything you can suggest? Carol, thank you for asking this question, because I have the same question myself.
Right there with you.
Well, I mean, if you are remodeling your bathroom and you want something that you can clean easily, there are kits that are used to create shower stalls and tub walls that are made of a variety of material. There are acrylic ones. There are actually even Corian kits where you essentially are covering the tile with something that is easier to wipe down, because tile, of course, is not. And when it starts to grow mold, especially in the grout, it gets really nasty. Now, generally speaking, for all you apartment dwellers out there that have this problem and no windows to open, which, by the way, there's a really dumb rule in the building code, and it says that if you have a window, you don't have to have a bath fan. Now,
oh,
I don't know about you, but it was like 18 degrees this weekend.
Right.
Here.
Yeah, I, as an apartment dweller, I'm sitting here in negative 7-degree weather, and no, I don't want to open a window in the bathroom.
Even if you had one, you wouldn't want to open it. But
no.
So, but you do have to have a bath fan, and here's the trick. If you have a bath fan and you want to try to reduce the amount of moisture, because that's what it's all about. It's about battling moisture, managing moisture. The one thing that you can do, and it's a fairly simple home improvement that's not terribly expensive, is that you take the switch that you're using right now to turn on and off the bath fan, and you replace it with one of two types of switches. Either one that's a humidistat, so basically it's driven based on the humidity in the bathroom. This one's kind of the no-brainer because this, if it's moist and damp after a shower, it's going to run until it's not, right? It's going to run until it reduces all that humidity. Or
that's great. I didn't know anything like that existed. That's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. It's a humidistat, just like a thermostat. You know, these different types of switches, but humidistat is moisture-driven. Or you could do something even simpler, which is you could put a timer switch in. So that, but this requires, you know, some owner participation, because you got to remember when you leave the bathroom to flip on that timer and let it run for 10 minutes. You want, basically what happens is most of us turn lights off, turn fans off when we leave the bathroom, and the bathroom therefore hangs, all that moisture hangs there.
Yeah.
And then it starts to settle and grow mold and just get nasty. So
yeah,
if you can dry it out, that's the key.
Now, here's my question. As a renter, because we're renters, we are not allowed to touch anything electrical for obvious reasons, safety, you know, among them.
Yeah.
So now, so we have one of those sort of generic ceiling fan vent things that I don't think ever really does much.
Right.
So if you're stuck with something like we have, is there anything else that we can do? We just have, you know, sheetrocked walls that are painted. Is there a certain type of paint that you can use to help prevent that, you know, on the ceiling, especially when the steam rises, you get those little, like, black dots. Is there a way to prevent that from happening if changing the electrical isn't an option?
Yeah, those black dots, that's called cladosporium. It's a type of mold. It's generally not toxic unless you are really hypersensitive to mold, but it is obviously kind of gross.
Yeah.
Now, you know there's such a thing known as kitchen and bath paint, and you ever wonder what's the difference between kitchen and bath paint and other types of paint?
I did not know, first of all, that there was a difference between kitchen and bath paint.
Okay.
Yeah, I always thought it was like the shininess.
Yes, it does exist, and, well, sort of, right. So it's got a mildicide in it, and it's designed to not grow mold.
But typically, I wonder if landlords like know that and use it.
Yeah, but usually in an apartment, like a big apartment complex, they're just going to, we buy one kind of paint and it gets on
right,
everything.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just use it across the board.
So,
the finish is a good point, though, because if you have the choice, you know, and you buy the types of a finish on the paint, type of sheen on the paint, you want to buy something that is at least has a little bit of sheen. That would be called eggshell.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can wipe it down a lot easier and keep it cleaner a lot easier.
So you don't need to go full semi-gloss,
really do,
right? Eggshell is okay. You don't need to go full semi-gloss. You can
stick
with
eggshell. Want to go full semi-gloss. You know why? Every imperfection in the wall or ceiling you will see. It will look, especially when the light comes on, it like casts this light across the ceiling from sideways.
Right.
And you'll see every imperfection.
Ooh.
You will not be happy.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com/podcast, and go listen to his Money Pit podcast. It will not disappoint. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.